This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app as well, with that rewind feature and streaming live on YouTube. What's up, YouTube folks? I'm sure you're having a good time with today's show. I'm sure the comments are...
I'm sure they love that last segment.
Oh, yeah. Took a while. I wasn't trying to slander anyone.
Well, it is funny, though. You only brought up Flacco comparing him to Harper.
Yes.
It wasn't even a true Jalen thing.
No, it was just like a throwaway. It was not...
It was a throwaway line to try to win a debate.
Yes.
Hey, we've all been there.
Look. And I won.
I think the winners in that conversation were really everyone.
Yes.
Because Chuck did not threaten to quit the show.
No. Didn't threaten to hurt me. I didn't say he was short. Yep. Let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So there are things at WIP that are very concerning to me, per usual. So happy today. What are we doing? WIP edition.
Okay.
Starting at number five. Will the morning show work a full week this entire summer? I mean, again, they're both off today. They just got done a long weekend.
You were Joe
off
and
Friday.
John.
Joe
yeah.
and John.
Yeah.
One,
James
what?
Holding it down with Broods, right?
At least once or twice a week, one is off or both are off. I mean, what is this, kick your feet up time in the summer? I get it. You wake up early. But, man, you know, other shows are grinding here, and these guys are just taking it willy-nilly. I guess we have more pride in our shows.
Well, we have been driving the content for the station for the last month.
As usual. Look, and here's the thing, is I'm not saying anyone can do a show during a good Eagle season. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that weeks and months like this is what separates the men from the boys in what we do here.
Yes.
I mean, this is what we get paid for.
Yes.
Hey, nothing's happening. Come in, have some fun on the radio, make everyone have a good time.
Or piss everybody off.
Or piss
off.
Everyone off, you know, a little of both.
Way,
yep. Yeah, it depends on the day, depends on the hour.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the camera and Richie are, and what is the camera doing
That's
in
the
his
big question.
Time off?
Was he in the batting cage all day today?
Oh,
was
man.
Was he taking an off day just to spend it swinging a bat?
Certainly, right? He would have had, don't you take advantage of the day and go to the batting cage?
Well, he has nothing else to do.
Well,
first off, he's done 10 anyway every day, so he has plenty of time.
That's true, yes.
Can I make a prediction?
He doesn't need to take a day off to do that.
Yeah. By the way, Wednesday is when the camera hurts himself.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I think one of us is getting hurt.
Yeah.
Mine's going to be my arm.
Yep.
Could see it happening. Don't think it'll happen. But could see it happening. His is going to be his groin.
Yeah.
If one of them gets injured,
yeah,
that affects the other events.
Yeah. It means...
It could be canceled.
It means you got to play Richie. It means you got to play Richie in tennis.
You versus Seltzer in basketball?
Me versus Seltzer in basketball. And then...
And then you versus... Or Joe versus...
Morgenstein's got to race Rhea.
Ah,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
We'll see, though. We'll see.
Yeah,
though.
We'll see.
We'll see. Number four, what are we doing, WIP edition, is our good pal Aaron in San Diego. was in their rights to Ricky Sanchez.
Oh, YouTube chat
causing a ruckus over the weekend.
Yeah, on Sunday. So we stream the show live on YouTube as well, the podcast. Mm-hmm. And we can see the chat thing. Like, I don't look at it during the show because you guys are in person with me here. But we do that show. Mike is on the screen, so the chat thing's right next to me. And I see Aaron in San Diego is in the YouTube chat of the Ricky as well. That guy is hardcore. I'm becoming a fan. I don't know what his role is yet.
Me either. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, but there's something there.
He's locked in.
Yeah, he is a lunatic. He was in the YouTube chat, I think, fighting about Jalen Hurts. We were talking about VJ Edgecombe.
On a Sixers podcast.
Yeah, Summer League Sixers podcast, nonetheless.
That's all YouTube chats are, I've realized. They're just arguing about Jalen at all times.
Yeah,
like the YouTube chat, from when I used to monitor it, I did check in once a day and plug the book, but... But, you know, the YouTube chat mostly is just like calm, calm, calm. And then we'll say one thing about Jalen. Like, there they go. There's Spike and Jack again. It's like a trigger warning. All right.
It is the best, man.
Number three, what are we doing in WIP edition is whatever Ike was doing earlier in the show. If you missed it, it was just on the promo. What was Ike doing?
Oh my God.
I could see what you were going for there. You were like excited puppy guy. You know what I mean?
There we go. Dog's act. Yes. Yeah. You're a dog owner, so you know. Yes.
Yeah. It's like Zach Wheeler giving us emotion is like my dog when I go, do you want a treat? He's like, ah.
Yes.
You know? Want to go for a walk? Yep.
That was one I did not think about before I did. That was just impulsive. Well,
listen, I can't wait for I tweet that out the night before the Eagles season. Tomorrow. Mood. You know, one of those.
Breaking news.
Would never interrupt the top five if it wasn't super important.
Uh-oh.
Kyle Lowry has agreed to return to the Sixers.
Oh, stop.
We reported that on Sunday on the pod.
Oh, yeah, but then you pulled the I'm not a reporter guy thing.
I said I'm not a reporter, but it's happening.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, somebody asked if it was an official report or if it was just conjecture. It was more than conjecture, but I'm not a reporter.
That fella.
There you go.
So Lowry's back.
Yep. Shocker.
I don't think that was worthy of
the
top five.
Scared the hell out of me. I thought Bryce was about to have season-ending surgery or something.
20th NBA season. His third on the Sixers. This is Kyle Lowry's third year at the Sixers.
It's unbelievable.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Well.
20 seasons. He's wanted that dub. If I play 19, I may as well play 20.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Nurse likes him, and
of course
they want a chance. And I think they probably see him as we have a bunch of young guards that are going to play an important role. And if Kyle Lowry's playing too many minutes, things went very, very wrong anyway.
Also, there's a lot of good golf courses around here that he can play.
Yes. Let me tell you, when veterans like that are still being brought back, it means they're good in the locker room. Mm-hmm. It's a positive. It's not a negative. Else he wouldn't be back.
Well, yeah, he's the...
he wouldn't be back.
He and Eric, they're like the 13th, 14th guys.
Yeah.
If those guys end up playing, then with the other guys healthy, then we can yell about Nick Nurse. But if odds are, we're not going to see very much Kyle Lowry.
I actually like this. We got a lot of young guards on our team.
Yep.
You need a Kyle Lowry in the locker room at practice. A lot they can learn from Kyle Lowry about playing that position.
I was sort of curious when we were talking about on the pod what the difference between him as a player or him as a coach would be in that situation. Do you think it's more advantageous as a player, or do you think he could do the same thing if he was coaching?
Ooh, that's a good question. It's probably a little more advantageous as a player because he's still athletic enough and connected enough to the game that he can actually get out there and show what he's asking guys to do and, demonstrate it in practice. I always like having veterans around that are guys who embrace the role of being veterans, not guys who are going to say, ain't my job to teach him what to do. No, you want good veterans there, show up to practice on time, show you how to be a professional, all those types of things. It's got to be the number one reason why he's back.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, it's PG-ish.
I don't like the way that you are
wincing
every time you move your shoulder.
Well, I just want to move it a certain way.
Okay.
It'll be fine. All right. The second...
Spike's watching everything.
Yeah. Second on What Are We Doing WIP Edition is what is Broads doing? Last night, he tweets out, absolutely love this angle from Drake. Been on repeat. Banger. He's breaking down Drake, like,
the rap lyrics.
It's just, was he call him Drizzy? Is he call him Six God? Like,
Oh, you're a Drake guy.
I used to be. It's like it's kind of like the Drake thing is like being a LeBron fan for a long time. You want out.
You want out.
There's nothing cool about being identified as a
back in the
Drake
day.
Fan, yeah.
But like, what is this from, bro? You're in your 30s.
Well, check this out. I think he was referring to one of the lines in the new song is about LeBron.
Oh, really?
So I think Drake is sort of took a subtle dig at LeBron because I think LeBron came out to one of Kendrick Lamar's concerts in L.A.
He did.
So Drake didn't like that. So I think he took sort of a subtle shot at LeBron.
Dog.
The song is called What Do You Mean?
I don't know.
Or What Did I Mean?
I don't know.
Come on, man. That's Drake's new hit.
Oh, you know. Come on, bro. We're breaking down Drake like you're a high schooler.
Only reason I know this is because it shows up on the timeline.
I know it does.
I just want to give Broads credit. So I did the morning show today. And I know this is what you do when you're in his position. But no matter what time it is, they tell Broads to work. Broads friggin' works.
Yep.
It's not easy for your schedule to be doing overnights and then do a late night and then do a morning show and all that kind of stuff. He always brings energy. So I'm going to give credit to Broads in that, even though you could let the Drake stuff go, my man.
And he did tweet about like how excited he was to watch VJ Edge come. Enough with the thirst fest. You know,
that's his.
Let him cook.
There's no cooking with that. That's not cooking. That's just tweeting for likes.
The guy is trying to branch out from being the flyer guy.
No, lean in.
No, that's his thing, but he doesn't want everything he says to be attached to the Flyers. He wants to show that he's a fan of the other teams, unlike you, Fritz.
Yep. I got my angle.
You're all about the Phillies. I never seen you tweet anything about the Eagles.
I know I said the best Eagles team in my life. People forget that. Very pro this team on Super Bowl Sunday.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Hey, no one cares what I said about the Eagles. Anyway.
See?
number one, what are we doing? Elliot went all the way to Wales to see Oasis.
He did.
He doesn't like old music.
I know.
So then he tweeted, his Instagram caption was this. I mean, just disgusting work from him per usual. He tweeted, Liam and Noel Gallagher enter tonight for Oasis Night 2 in Cardiff. #Oasis, #Oasis music. I mean,
this goes to my Elliot music theory that he only likes things that are advantageous from a social media perspective, that he doesn't actually have. He doesn't really like. By the way, I was jealous. I'm not a huge Oasis guy. Would have been cool to be at the show. You know what I mean?
Like, do I know their music?
You know Champagne Supernova. You know their big hit, Wonderwall. Okay. Wonderwall, you probably
Wonderwall.
Recognize. They're big in the 90s. Okay. They're two brothers.
I didn't even know it was an old group.
Yeah, two brothers. They ended up hating each other so much, they didn't play for like 15 years together. And this is the big reunion. They're playing stadiums in the U.S., they're going to play Giant Stadium, whatever. And they're playing stadiums in the UK. But that's why Elliot went, because it's a big deal, not because he's some huge Oasis guy.
Like, he probably only knew, he may have known Wonderwall.
Yeah.
And that was probably it when he went over there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And now he's going to come back and say they're the best band in the history of the world. And like, nothing's ever topped that musical experience.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed's sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He did offer to pick up. Now, we do have to ask him what was better, that or Cowboy Carter.
Also disgusting act by him.
He did offer to pick up a t-shirt for me. So if he picks up a t-shirt, then it's fine with me. Whatever he did, yeah.
But it was a very odd post.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, you know, they're very far away. He's not the biggest Oasis guy. Now he's posting on his Instagram about Oasis.
Never heard him mention Oasis once in my life.
Not once. No. I've heard him say Queen's the biggest band, like better than the Beatles.
Yep. When he was leaving here on Tuesday, he said, I'm not going to be here next week. I was like, oh, where are you going? He's like, I'm going to see Oasis in England. I'm like, in my head, I was like, well, that's cool, but you're going to see Oasis? It was a stunner, you know? He's a Drake guy.
Yeah.
He's a Cowboy Carter guy.
Yeah. That's his lane.
Yeah.
You cannot be a Cowboy Carter guy.
That seems out of control. He's walking around with Cowboy Carter long-sleeve t-shirts on.
I agree, yeah.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors with the big summer sale. No money down, up to 18 months to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Oh, Herb in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Herb? Herb.
He has his own mute.
Yeah. All right. Is what it is. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike. Big Ike. Jackie, baby. What's popping? Happy Monday.
What up, Yoshi?
Man, I was ready to die laughing. What's his name? Waiting for Herb to come on.
It's always something with him. Yeah, I'm curious.
I got so tickled. Hey, man. All you guys out there in radio land, y'all keep falling for sinister Lex Luthor Spike's antics. He sets the trap, and you got, as soon as he say Jalen, everybody goes, whoop, 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 ring alarm, ring alarm. I just talked about Jalen.
I got baited into doing this today, by the way.
Oh, man. As soon as I heard it, I was like, uh-oh, this is going to be interesting. He had put somebody up against Jalen. Here we go. It's Spike.
Yep.
You got to stop popping a blood vessel when they fall in your trap. Just sit back and rub your hands together like Mr. Sinister do and do the laugh.
Dude, I'm like Zach Wheeler in the ninth last night. You think I'm blowing? It's a blood vessel. I'm throwing 98 late in the game with ease. Trust me, I'm doing fine.
Bro, I see, man. I was sitting on the edge of my seat too, Ike, when he was talking to Chuck. I was like, uh-oh. And then especially when Chuck said that they had a great call being friends and everything. And then Chuck said, the meat of the call, the topic, I was like, uh-oh,
yep.
Here we go. Like, I was waiting for the short jokes and the mini me and all that. Boy, I was like, good God, my, thank God we made it out of that one, boy. I ain't feel like calling Chuck up and counseling him today. I love him, but God, leave, boy, y'all be tripping. Listen, Willis sets the tone. He's dominant on the mound. Jalen sets the standard. He the leader in the locker room. Look, man, we blessed to have them both. Spike, stop putting everybody against everybody. Leave it alone, man. You need to stop this mess. You're going to do this all the way up to September 4th.
Yep.
Until that boy come out and light them Cowboys up. Ain't that right, Ike?
That's right, Yoshi.
I only have a
back to back, baby.
Really, really, Yoshi. Yoshi, this is about five people. It's about five people. It's about James Seltzer, Devin Caney, Rob Ellis, John Ritchie, Hugh Douglas, Rhea Hughes. That's more than five, right?
Yep.
Who's the other one? Jolly had him four, you know?
Yep.
As soon as you told him what's the word you use? I forgot the word you use. As soon as you say you'll give him a what?
Mulligan.
Yeah, as soon as you say you give him a mulligan, I was like, yeah, he attacking these people right here. Mr. Sinister, boy, you the best. I'm telling you, boy, go into law. You will be my lawyer. I would go commit a crime, a little crime, just so you can be my lawyer. Like, I go smoke some weed or something in the police station just so you can get me off.
Hold on, man.
Pause.
Yeah. That was all the way wrong.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, you know I ain't got no filter, baby.
I know it.
Speaking of that, things that are easier today in this land that we live in is to fool people. Social media filters and all this stuff.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Man, I saw a girl. I mean, boy, she was.
Oh, God.
That I went to school with. And I was like, good gracious, that girl ain't got finest on no what. So I happened to go to North Carolina, and, you know, it was a little reunion, and she showed up. And they was like, that's such and such. I was like, what? I went to her daggone Instagram. I was like, that ain't the same daggone girl. She know her angles. Her filter was great. But in person, everything was fake. It's easier to fool people now, brother.
It is.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Love y'all, cat. How are you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it used to be when you would see a picture of somebody online.
Yeah.
You would be like, wait a minute, why is it always at this angle? Like,
right.
I bet you could figure what was going on.
What she's hiding.
Yeah.
It's her good side.
Yeah, yeah. But now, with the, like you said, with the filters,
yeah,
it's very difficult.
Yeah, you don't know what you're getting.
No, I am, I would be terrified to be single in the current world.
I totally agree.
With the apps and the pictures and the, like, I don't know. Seems like a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I tell my son.
Just seems like it's too much.
But then part of me also is okay that he doesn't have a girlfriend, so he doesn't have to deal with boyfriend, girlfriend stuff.
Especially,
you know, these young kids, they're not stable. Then one minute they like you, they love you, and a month later they don't. They like and love somebody else.
How old is Elijah?
He'll be 22 tomorrow.
22 still.
Tomorrow.
And you know what?
Yeah.
22 for a guy?
Oh,
22
man.
Is like 12.
Man, you know, I told him.
Yeah.
Hold on as long as you can, kid.
Yeah. You get to 30.
Yeah. See? Yes. Get to 30.
Get to 30. I would always tell Val had, when Val would have a friend mm-hmm. who wasn't, you know, married or didn't have a committed relationship, and she would have a new boyfriend. And the first question every time would be, well, how old is he?
Yeah.
And she would go, he's 25. That ain't going to last. And she said, why? So guys, they're 25? Yeah. It's like, it's a child.
Now, my daughter,
yep.
19, I got a totally different approach.
Settle down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As fast as possible, if that's the case. You kidding me?
I don't know how you do it with a daughter, man.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm lucky.
Okay.
I'm lucky. First one out the box, meaning her first boyfriend.
Yep.
It's been our only boyfriend
for
two or 3 years now.
Oh, wow.
I'm good.
Yep.
Family is good.
You're good with him?
I'm good with him.
Okay.
I'm good with him. I'm good with his family. I'm good.
Well, isn't her dad's a Cowboys fan, though, right?
Then I just tell you I'm good with the family. I don't need you to add nothing to the equation. Yes, he is a Cowboys fan.
Well, it's not a problem now.
Yes, it's not.
Well, they stink.
Cowboys are 12-1. It might be a problem.
We were together this weekend.
Yeah.
We were together this weekend. So his whole family is Eagles fans, but he is a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, that's how it goes sometimes.
So it's tough.
Yep. The boyfriend's a Cowboys fan or just the dad?
The dad.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Just the dad. He's cool, though.
And like I said, it's not a problem now.
Yes.
I know. Unfortunately, I hang on to you every word.
You really do. I'm not surprised you remember some of the stuff he remembers.
He's monitoring back there. Fritz is monitoring.
Just remembered a lot.
I do not like the shoulder stuff right now. I'm just saying.
That's fair.
Yeah. I'm a little worried.
You're right.
Because every other time that you threw, you were like, I feel great. It's a good sore. And now you're doing a lot of this.
Yeah, I know. We need to wake up tomorrow feeling all right.
All right.
Yeah.
You got to ice it.
Ice isn't good for it. It's a myth.
Ice is not good for it?
No, that's been debunked. It's more like stretching and moving. Get the
if there's inflammation, ice always works on inflammation.
Ice always works. It's a staple.
Zach Wheeler doesn't use ice because they told him it's not good for, it's actually not good for the arm. Yeah.
All right.
Well, if that's the case, then you're right.
Well, because you're supposed to move a lot because you get the lactic acid out. The lactic acid builds up.
Well,
I used to be all right at this.
It's only if, but that's only if it's a problem of stiffness. Lack of acid would the lactic acid breaking that up would be if you have
lack
stiff
of
muscles.
Can help. You know, we have other things.
All right, the blue chew.
Yeah.
Yep.
215-592-9494. What a show today. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.